Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Lake. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dickie Knowles. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dickie Knowles. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Knowles covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Hall moves to third. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hall tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dickie Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan strikes out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. John Stone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on John Stone. Ortiz moves to third. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. John Stone fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on John Stone. Ortiz scores. Wilson goes all the way around to score. Brooks moves to third. It's 2-1, Mets. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 2, Cubs, 2. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham strikes out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lake moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lake scores. Verizer moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Dickie Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles is 0-for-1 in the game. Knowles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Knowles reaches second base with a double. Verizer scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hall is walked intentionally. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. Giles moves to second. One out. Danny Heap pinch hits for Craig Swan. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Giles. The throw from Lake and he is safe. Giles steals third. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Giles scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Wilson reaches second base with a double. There goes Heap trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Knowles. Wilson scores. It's Mets, 4, Cubs, 4. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Holman now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone is hit by the pitch. Durham moves to second. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lake fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a line drive towards third. Brooks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dickie Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Knowles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Knowles moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Knowles moves to third. Two outs. Carlos Diaz now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Gary Woods pinch hits for Jay Johnstone. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing right field. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Carlos Diaz. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brooks. The throw from Lake and he is safe. Brooks steals second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Steve Lake. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Dickie Knowles. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Verizer moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles fields it and throws to second for the out. Verizer moves to third. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Jody Davis now catching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Foster moves to second. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foster moves to third. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Giles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-4 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Say takes first base on ball 4. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Doug Sisk. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Bradley pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradley. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Bradley steals second. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson is walked intentionally. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Davis for a passed ball. Bradley moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bradley scores. Wilson scores. It's 6-4, Mets. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-4 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to second. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-4 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strawberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Woods moves to second. Joe Carter pinch runs for Jody Davis. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woods moves to third. Carter moves to second. Keith Moreland pinch hits for Lee Smith. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hall is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.